got a rather unique worship today. Last night, I was still returning back home from Wisconsin, so we needed to have an elder-led worship. So we prepared a rather special worship for today that we're going to go through here. We'll explain more as we go into today's service. But dads, we do have a special gift for you as you leave here this morning. Just a couple things again about the celebration of the sacrament, especially for those of you here at the 11 o'clock service. First of all, I'll just say a quick thing about Saturday night because it's not reflected properly in our bulletins yet, but we'll get there. That Holy Communion for the remainder of June and then all of July, August, and September. On Saturday night, we are moving to the second and fourth Saturday rather than the first and third. Different events have necessitated that, but so we didn't have communion last night, but we did last Saturday, and we will again next Saturday, the 2nd and 4th, June, July, August, September. So it's going to be a change for a while. Then here at 11 o'clock, if you were with us last week, we did a little demonstration here for the next four celebrations of the sacrament, starting again next week. We are going to do what they typically had been doing on Saturday night. We actually call it a kind of a pilgrim style where, you know, you will come up and the people first over here will come up, receive the sacrament. They can go over here and kneel for a moment if they wish on their way back to their seats. And then we'll reverse things and have everybody come up here and go back through. And it's just a constant line where communion is served right here at the rail. But we don't come up as a group and kneel at the rail. You come up, you receive your communion. If you'd like to kneel for a moment of prayer on your way back, you can. For the next four celebrations of the sacrament, just over the summer, because at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening, they've gone to the where they do come up to the rail. It's the only time that they do that is during the summer. So we just want to have everybody ready to go. And there's a lot of things that are going to be coming as half sheets in your bulletins. Regarding we've had what had been called Faith Night at the Rays. This year is called Faith Night at the Blue Jays, not Toronto, but the Dunedin Blue Jays. We've got a special night in late July for that, a new member Sunday the week after that, and Vacation Bible School the week after. We got a lot of things coming, but all of that is on the other side of the 4th of July, so we'll just hold off on that. There is a Bible study mentioning right after the 4th of July, starting on Saturday, July the 8th at the Oasis Coffee Spot. It's called a Soul Spa Women's Bible Study. Again, the Saturday after the 4th of July. Please let us know that you were here. There's some Faith Fellowship cards and interacts in front of you for both our members and our guests. Okay, even though we've got a very special and unique worship this morning, we still begin with an opening hymn. Hymn 791, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, in the Lutheran service books that are in front of you, 791. But before we begin with our opening hymn, let's stand and greet one another in the peace of the Lord. Did you notice the words we just sang? Truly, it was a song of praise to the Lord God. Our opening hymn was based on the words of Psalm 100. That psalm begins the way all of our worship should begin. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. And in our worship today, we will focus on the psalms, what they are, how they have made themselves one of the most important parts of Scripture, and how they are a part of worship every time we gather.
So in keeping with our usual worship, as soon as we are finished giving God praise in song, we proceed immediately to confessing our sins, known and unknown, before God. When we think of a psalm of confession, one that should immediately come to mind is Psalm 51. You may know it for two reasons. If you know the hymn we often sing as the offerings are being brought forward, Create in me a clean heart, O God. That verse comes almost word for word out of that psalm. But it should also be known, because it is the psalm of confession, David penned after he was confronted by the prophet Nathan concerning his series of sins involving Bathsheba.
Since we also have need to open our hearts to the Lord God concerning our sins of thought, word, and deed. Let us confess our sins to the words of Psalm 51. And since almost all today's psalms are in our hymnal, let us open to that psalm. The first 150 pages in the front of the hymnal are the psalms. So as you turn to that psalm, Psalm 51, notice how it is written. I will read as far as the red star in each verse. Please respond with the indented part of each of the verses. And then that final verse, the glory be to the Father. We will speak together, Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions.
And my sin is ever before me.
Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
So that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment.
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity.
And in sin did my mother conceive me.
Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being.
And you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness.
Let the bones that you have broken rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And a holy with your willing spirit.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways.
And sinners will return to you.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. O God of my salvation.
And my tongue will sing aloud your righteousness.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it.
You will not be pleased with the burnt offering.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Do good to Zion in your good pleasure.
Build up the walls of Jerusalem.
Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings.
Then bowls will be offered on your altar.
Together, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
David felt the forgiveness of our Lord. Hopefully you do as well. And as we are now redeemed, restored, and ready to serve our Lord who first served us, we return to giving thanks and praise.
The beauty of the Psalms extends far beyond praise and confession. For example, there are times when we feel the injustice and pain that sin has brought into the world. Society deals with such things in a lot of ways, more than a few of which are neither healthy nor helpful. But the Psalms provide us with a way in which we can open our hearts to God, crying out over the reality of sorrowful circumstance. Some would even call it complaining. But what the Lord has given us in His Word, inspired in the writings of those who penned them, are called Psalms of Lament.
It doesn't matter whether your heart is pouring out over a situation in your own life or the life of someone you love. Seeing evil seemingly flourish all around us while our circumstances go from bad to worse is frustrating. At that time, there is much we can do. Here in our Christian community are people ready to pray for you and with you. And with the advances taking place all the time, The outlook is so much better in so many areas than it has ever been before.
But there are times when that does us no good. For such times, we open up the Psalms. Let us open up our hymnals again, this time to a true psalm of lament, Psalm 77. Again, we will read it by half verses with the final verse spoken together, Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God.
Aloud to God, and he will hear me.
In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord.
In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted.
When I remember God, I moan.
When I meditate, my spirit faints.
You hold my eyelids open.
I am so troubled, I cannot speak.
I consider the days of old.
The years long ago.
I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart.
Then my spirit may delight diligent search.
Will the Lord spurn forever?
And never again be favorable?
Has his steadfast love forever ceased?
Are his promises at an end for all time?
Has God forgotten to be gracious?
Has he in anger shut up his compassion?
Then I said, I will appeal to this.
To the years of the right hand of the Most High.
I will remember the deeds of the Lord.
Yes, I will remember your wonders of old.
I will ponder all your works.
And meditate on your mighty deeds.
Your way, O God, is holy.
What God is great like our God?
You are the God who works wonders.
You have made known your might among the peoples.
You, with your arm, redeemed your people.
The children of Jacob and Joseph.
When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid.
Indeed, the deep trembled.
The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder.
Your arrows flashed on every side.
The crash of your thunder was in a whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world.
The earth trembled and shook.
Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters.
Yet your footprints were unseen.
You led your people like a flock.
By the hand of Moses and Aaron.
Together, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The remainder of our service today will focus on some of the most familiar psalms of the 150 in Scripture. We have already touched on one of them, Psalm 100. But when we think of a psalm that we would hope most everybody knows, the thoughts of most of us turn to the precious words of the 23rd Psalm. Fittingly, it was written by someone who would know a thing or two about being a shepherd, King David, who grew up as a shepherd and even used his skills as a shepherd to slay the giant, Goliath.
But while there are many of the psalms that do speak about battle in one way or another, this psalm focuses on the perfect relationship that the good shepherd has over his sheep. You remember, the people of his pasture. The shadow of death implies a situation of grave danger, such as a war zone, car crash, or industrial accident. Ultimately, whether you are in death's shadow due to an imminent danger or terminal illness, the same psalm gives you hope.
Since almost all of us learned the psalm through the Old English text, let's speak that psalm together using the familiar words below, and for the 23rd psalm, we stand. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. While there are way too many psalms that deserve attention in a service like this, from the Advent Psalm 24 to the moving psalm we speak for the death of our Lord, Psalm 22, to the summary of both creation and the Savior who has become a part of that in Psalm 8, to the Lord's provision to all shown forth in Psalm 145 and many more. We focus now on two more well-known psalms. The first is Psalm 46.
This psalm shows forth the reality of the dangers we face constantly, both those we bring about in a world of sin, such as war, to the dangers that even a sin-fallen globe can bring, desolations of many different kinds. In the face of all that comes, some words that bring every bit as much comfort as any of the other words of the 23rd Psalm.
So let us turn back into our hymnals, and we this time will read responsively Psalm 46, again speaking the final verse in unison. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength,
a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way,
though the mountains be moved, the heart of the sea,
though its waters roar and foam,
though the mountains tremble at its swelling.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God,
the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved.
God will help her when morning dawns.
The nations rage. The kingdoms totter.
He utters his voice. The earth melts.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Come, behold the works of the Lord.
How he has brought desolations on earth.
He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth.
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire.
Be still, and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We join Christians throughout the world in confessing our Christian faith to the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please stand. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We receive our offerings. You may be seated. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For the expansion of Christ's kingdom, that we may share the gifts of our Savior in the work we do in his harvest field, let us pray to the Lord. For the Christian church, both here and scattered throughout the world, that we may find our wholeness and unity in Jesus, our compassionate shepherd, let us pray to the Lord. For all pastors, teachers, missionaries, and other servants of the church, that they may equip all the saints for works of service, let us pray to the Lord. For all fathers, grandfathers, godfathers, and other men of faith, that they may use their vocations to be a blessing to others in the home and in the church. Let us pray to the Lord. For all public servants, including the members of the armed forces, that they would place their confidence in Christ, who is our help and shield, let us pray to the Lord. For all who suffer in heart, mind, and body, we offer a special prayer this morning on behalf of Larry de Blasi. Now we lift up our hearts before you, O Lord, naming before you someone in our own lives that we list as we take a moment in silence. That they may find wholeness in Christ, let us pray to the Lord. For these and all other concerns we have, that our gracious Father may answer us for the sake of Christ and for the glory of his eternal kingdom, let us pray to the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. There is so much about the Psalms that we have not had a chance to touch on this morning. But the best thing all of us can do is to commit to spending more time in the Psalms. Just opening your Bible or the front of the hymnal to virtually any page of the Psalms will reveal words for prayer, for comfort, for reassurance, and even for what a lot of them were originally intended for, singing.
But before we close in song, do not forget about the Psalms, that the Psalms give us an opportunity to open our hearts before the Lord. And because we usually close with both prayer and benediction, let us make use of both in yet another psalm found in the front of our hymnals.
Please turn to Psalm 43. And again, this final psalm we will read together. Psalm 43 together. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us for this special service. Have a blessed Father's Day. Go in peace and serve the Lord.